The federal government runs out of authority to spend money on Friday night at midnight. And that means, once again, there could be a partial shutdown of the federal government. But at least two of Maine's members of Congress believe a showdown will be averted, for now. Mel Leary has more.
Republican leaders are discussing a short-term continuing resolution to continue to run the government and allow work on the two different tax bills passed by the House and Senate. Senator Susan Collins, who serves on the Senate Appropriations Committee, says a lot of work has been done on the 12 bills aimed at funding government through next October.
Our bill has been out of committee for months. It was passed unanimously by the Appropriations Committee, and I just wish it would be brought to the Senate floor and that we could go through the normal process.
Congresswoman Shelley Pingree, who serves on the House Appropriations Committee, is not optimistic about action being taken in the House, at least on any long-term funding proposals.
Oh, absolutely not. It's a chaotic time in Washington, and the government will shut down on Friday if we don't deal with this issue.
She says House Republicans are clashing over several issues. Some groups, such as the Freedom Caucus, want a simple continuing resolution for 2 weeks to allow the tax bill to be finalized. But many of the GOP members of the Armed Services Committee want to lift spending caps now in place on military spending and boost defense appropriations for the rest of the federal budget year. Pingree says all of that maneuvering has the potential to cause a shutdown.
Who knows what will get mixed into this, you know, question about what's in the budget, what's in the appropriations, as a way to stop it. The fact is, it requires Republican and Democratic votes generally, you know, to pass a bill to keep the government going.
Collins says continuing resolutions are not the way to fund the government. She says the process locks in outdated spending levels and ignores the months of work of the appropriations committees in the House and Senate to set new spending priorities, such as tackling the nation's opioid crisis. But she says she will support another CR if absolutely necessary.
That's not a good approach, but it's a lot better than letting government shut down.
Both Collins and Pingree are worried that even if Congress passes a 2-week funding resolution, there'll be no agreement reached on a budget for the rest of the year. And that points to another continuing resolution, as all of the unresolved funding issues are pushed into the new year. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Mal Leary.